Freddie, now that Bojo has said that Lash is open from 4th of July, just picture this. It's Monday the 6th. I walk into the Ned. I'm fully suited and booted. I look around. You can just tell everyone is buzzing to be back doing business. I step into the middle of the Ned and I just start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash. More Lash. All of a sudden, the HSBC business development team realise it's Archie Cushion, Lash Banter 10, Clapham's biggest fitness and business influencer, and they all get up, take their ties off, put it around their head, and they start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. All of a sudden, the whole of the Ned get on their feet, including the CEO of Shell. And I've met him. He's pretty stiff. He takes off his tie, undoes his two top buttons, and everyone gets together, and everyone starts singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. Unbelievable. I actually walk over to the CEO of Shell. I give him a handshake. He absolutely loves my chat, and I'd probably do a deal on the first day and Ned's open.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of the RigBiz podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I am joined by the CCO, the Chief Chat Officer, Mr. Archie Cousins. How are you doing, sir?
Mate, I'm here and I'm reporting for duty.
What?
Podcast duty.
What?
I was just trying some sort of army banter. I thought it would be quite funny.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you're looking really tan. It looks like you've been out on the march.
Oh, mate, I've been out on the common. Just, had a bloody good weekend.
Really?
Yeah, so I had a weekend with the Chassis Monsters. That's my CrossFit team. Okay. And Noxie, who's one of the top CrossFitters in the Chassis Monsters team, brought all the equipment onto the common. So we had like a rowing machine.
Right.
We had a ski ergo machine. We had battle ropes. I made more kettlebells than I've ever seen in my life.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was like a kettlebell festival. And we had, it made all the kit, tires, you name it, we had it. And we just had a serious CrossFit sesh.
Weird looks from the locals or?
Yeah, but people, not really in Clapham, that's like the done thing, isn't it?
Right,
you know,
sure.
People, you know, there are other people CrossFitting, but we had all the kit and everyone was just like, we were like saying, come on, mate, you've got to push it, push it. And like, it was just so good. The camaraderie I've missed. Rugby's not there, but it was just great to see the Chassis Monsters and mate, we're preparing for the Turf Games when they come back.
What are the Turf Games? I haven't heard of them.
You've never heard of the Turf Games?
Never, no.
Mate, the Turf Games is basically, it's where all the rigs, all the chassis, all meet up
right.
In one area and they just CrossFit the shit out of everything. And it's just one big CrossFit festival and you hope to be named like the best CrossFitter team in the land.
Right, okay.
If you can imagine, it's like Infernos. But just everyone is in seriously good shape,
right?
And I've got some seriously gross CrossFit banter.
Right, okay. Well, that
as you
great.
Can imagine, mate, it kicks off.
Yeah, of course.
So I cannot wait for that. And I tell you what, the Chassis Monsters are looking in great nick.
Really?
Yeah. But another news, mate. I just want to say I've actually got some bad news.
Right. What's happened? Father's Day or?
No. It's basically me and Lottie have broken up.
What?
Well, we were never together, but I've decided not to pursue it.
Well, you decided not to pursue your fiance?
Yeah.
What the fuck's happened?
Well, I follow her on Instagram and alarm bells started to ring when I saw her, you know, frolicking with other guys.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I'm not the only guy in the picture and I'm sorry. I'm Archie Cousin. You know, I should be the only guy in the picture.
Right. So you weren't happy she was sharing sort of her toffee dating chats?
Yeah, I mean, that was worrying. But then, second of all, and look, a few of the CrossFit guys pointed out to me.
Go on.
And really, it was always going to be a bit of a problem, but she's not privately educated.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Man. Come on, I mean, that can't get in the way, can
Well,
it?
It's just, I don't know, mate. I just, it's not for me. I'm going to crack on, mate.
Okay. So that was a revelation over the weekend.
What's yep.
What happened on Sunday? I know you were the chassis on Saturday, but Sunday...
Yeah, Father's Day, mate.
So what happened?
Saw
on Instagram... Something.
Yeah, well, I went to my old man's house, but he wasn't there. He was gone with the whole family to South of France for 3 weeks.
The whole family?
Yes, my sister, my stepbrother, and their families. So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did you know that was good? No, you didn't.
No, I think I actually forgot. He did tell me, and I think he wanted. You know, I was obviously he asked me to go, but I was busy.
Right. Okay. Well, mate, I'm sorry to hear that. Long drive down there as well.
Yeah, it was. It was. I wish I'd remembered, because I texted him saying, you know, wish you told me, because I wouldn't. You know, I would have probably done another CrossFit session with the Chassis Monsters.
So, Arch, in better news, it is your birthday coming up. That's quite exciting. Any plans or?
Good question. Well, I don't know. Maybe I might see if all the Chassis Monsters are around for another little sesh.
What, like a big drinking sesh? Or?
No, CrossFit sesh. Oh. But then I'll probably meet up with the boys in the afternoon in the common, and throw down a few beers.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean. Yeah, mate, it's difficult because normally I'd be planning a big night at Inferno's, if I'm being honest. But yeah, so just probably on the common, and then probably try and talk to some cheekers.
Well,
that's my new name for girls.
We're talking about cheekers. Yeah. Now Lottie's out of the question. Have you given up hope about trying to find a wife in 10 weeks?
No, not at all. I'm planning on, mate.
You're planning on? Wow.
Yeah. And this week I've been speaking to a professional dating expert.
What, like a private hitch kind of
thing? Yeah. Wow. That's what I realised. Look, I've got the money. I've got the looks. Just go and get someone to go and get this done for me.
Okay.
You know, the app's fine. They're great. But I want to find, you know, a special chica.
So you've got...
Do you like this new word I've got, chica? I quite like it.
Well, I've heard it before, but you're bringing it back.
I thought I invented that.
Okay. Well, all I can say is... Obviously, you've been quite a well-known face around Clapham. Maybe on the apps, people just wanted to swipe for you for the wrong reasons.
That's the problem. I have, you know, I'm an influencer now, Freddie, a famous influencer. And sometimes I worry that girls just see me as this great guy with a great body, but don't really know what's behind the fantastic lid, the fantastic chat.
And the coin.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so have you?
There's a guy there who is, you know, who's desperate to get out.
Yeah, have you got an update on
get out and show my how much coin I've got, my chassis, and deliver them the chat?
Have you got?
So really, what you see is what you get.
Arch, have you got an update on how the call went with the liaison officer?
Recorded it again this week for educational purposes. Yeah.
What education?
Yeah. So have a listen to this. I think you'll enjoy.
Welcome to the Elect Club, London's most elite matchmaking and singles event service. We offer a confidential and personal approach which helps our clients to meet the right person.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Gina speaking here. Is that Archie?
Yeah, hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, all good. Thanks so much for taking my call.
That's absolutely fine. That's what I'm here for. I'm one of the membership advisors just to sort of... advise you, ask a little bit about you, and also tell you about the service that we offer here.
Yeah, that's what I was interested in, to find out, you know, what you guys can provide. You know, look, I've had a great time. I'm a single guy. I live in Clapham.
Yeah,
I've had some good nights, but you know, now I do really want to settle down. And actually, I found this whole pandemic quite, you know, a bit lonely, if I'm being honest.
Do you know what? A lot of people have felt exactly the same, you know, and we have been so busy because, like yourself, a lot of people have realised that, you know, it's women lonely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it makes you realise the important things in life as well. People have learned to adapt
it
to
really
change
does.
Regarding work, everything. Yeah.
Because I think, you know, you can't, it's... You know, I play sort of semi-pro rugby, and you know, I can't even go out with the boys on the Saturday, and you know, be in a, you know, nightclub, take my top off, meet some guys. You know, there's nothing really to do. I'm stuck at
home,
and I kind of just, you know, it does make me think. Actually, you know, I do want to, I guess, have someone I can actually go out for dinner with, and you know, you know, talk to, instead of you know, chopping pints with the boys on a Saturday night. You know, it's not going to go on forever.
No. How old are you, Archie?
I'm 32.
Yeah. Okay. And which sort of area are you in?
Clapham.
Clapham. So you're London based, yeah?
Yeah, London.
Okay.
Is it just in the UK you have members? Not
it is.
Not somewhere like Dubai or anything like that?
We do actually have on one of our brands, the very sort of top high-end brand, we do, on the highest level of that, we do have sort of an international element of that. Right. Is that something you may sort of be interested in?
I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, look, I like to holiday in Dubai every year, so I like the scene out there. Enjoy the brunches. Got a couple of guys I do. A couple of guys I used to CrossFit here. They live out in Dubai. A few of my company have an office out there. So, no, it's just out of interest. I think really I'm looking for someone over here in the UK, if I'm being honest. You know, I'm not really into long-distance relationship. I'm sort of really considering my options. You know, as I said at the beginning, you know, I'm really looking for that sort of someone I can settle down with. Hopefully, you know, buy a four-bed house in Clapham with and sort of start a family, I guess. But, you know, I guess the problem with the apps is you don't necessarily find someone who's on your sort of wavelength. You know, I'm a businessman.
Oh, God, no.
But also...
Also, bear in mind, you know, with the apps and the online and that, you know, how can you guarantee that those people are who they say they are, that they're genuine?
It's funny you say that.
If you're a semi-pro rugby player, you know, how do you know that there's some lady out there that doesn't want to just sort of, you know, she thinks she's going to be, I don't know what you call a rugby player's girlfriend or wife. It's not a wag, is it? What is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually had a pretty awful experience just before lockdown. I actually went on a date to number 32 in Clapham, which is a phenomenal bar. I go there quite a lot. And the girl turned up and she just, it just wasn't her in the pictures. And it was really disappointing, actually. I mean, in her picture, she had blonde hair. And when she turned up, it was almost ginger. It was just bizarre. It was really bizarre.
Did you go to the gents and not come back?
No. I was a gentleman, and she ended up coming back to mine. But that's what I want to get rid of. That's what I want to get rid of.
Yeah, you're looking for sort of something serious long term. I mean, the people that come to us are genuinely looking for long term, if not lifetime partners. Yeah. If they just want a date, hook up, you know, sort of party, they can do that on the app.
That's in the past for me. I think that's definitely what I've come to realize. You know, like I said, I'm 32. I'm in the back end of my rugby career. I've got sort of just signed a 4-year deal with the Clapham Falcons, but I think that will be, you know, the back end of my career. I won't be going on. I'll be sort of 36 by the end of that. You know, I've had some bloody good nights with the rugby boys, and I work in the city. I enjoy myself, but you know, this whole lockdown has made me think. You know, I do want to have someone I live with, and you know, someone that I can enjoy those things with, the mortgage with, everything. You know.
Yeah.
The main thing I was saying to the lady at the beginning is that I'm a fairly well known figure, sort of in, I guess, the sport and business world. I've got an Instagram account that, you know, it's nearly got sort of 30,000 people, and it's sort of growing quite rapidly. That confidential bit is, you know, is key to me, because I don't want someone just to get with me just because, you know, I'm in good shape, and I've got a strong following. You know, I want someone to enjoy the things I do, you know, CrossFit, rugby, CrossFit. Yeah.
So what do you do in the city?
In a nutshell, I just take people out for lunch.
Oh, very nice.
It's pretty nice. I'll be honest with you, it's quite nice. I travel a bit, and I work with a number of clients and customers. I do a lot of introductory lunches, meetings. It's taken a lot of work and time, but you know, I've been at my company for 10 years, and I love what I do. I love what I do.
The one I'm thinking of for yourself, you know, based on your sort of profile and that kind of thing, is our brand called the County Register, which is very much sort of southern based, London based, very high profile.
We have
a different sort of memberships on there to suit. The top membership on that is it's 14.5K.
Is that a month or a year?
14. No, that's for the membership.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, that's not a problem. Yeah, I thought you were talking about months. Yeah, okay, so, no, that's fine. Okay, Gina, look, I've got to shoot. I've actually got a call with America in 10 minutes. But love and champagne, and I'll get back to you afterwards.
Okay, Archie.
Well, Archie, that was entertaining.
Top-notch bants from the magician.
Not sure if it was educational, but it was...
Well, I showed people, Freddie, that you have to get on well with people on the phone. That's one of the first things you learn in business. You've got to have the right phone manner. When I'm talking to Geneva, I'm not going to be able to be there the whole time, but I have to have the right phone manner. But yeah, no, again, I showed I can get on with anyone from any walk of life.
Well, it was
on the phone.
On the... Why are you stressing on the phone there?
Well, I mean, in person, I think that it might be difficult. Because after a while, we're there, we're having a drink, and I say, shall I order the Whispering Angel? And they'd probably say, like, what's a Whispering Angel? I'd be like, listen, get out. You don't know what Whispering Angel is.
Right, okay.
Come on.
Is that your favorite?
That's my go-to on the comment.
It's your favorite tipple of choice.
Yeah, I throw down a few Coronas, and then I'm on to the Whispering Angel. But that's when I'm cutting loose, mate.
Okay.
You know, when I'm not shredding.
Right.
I love a couple of bottles of Whispering Angel. That fires me up.
Well, mate, you both referenced...
I could tell you a few funny stories about some business meetings when I got on the old Whispering Angel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
we'll
save those for future episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There
was this one time in King's Cross.
Right, go on.
I took this client out for a big luncheon and ordered, I think we had like 6 bottles of Whispering Angel. And yeah, it was just such good banter.
Did it get loose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't really go into detail, but put it this way. We were playing cricket in the train station in King's Cross, but we didn't even have a battle ball.
Oh,
so we were literally playing like a test match cricket. But with no batter ball. It was loose.
Full suits?
Yeah. Full suits. Always.
Wow,
always.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you can see, it was an interesting call. And I think that's maybe the way to go, is more private touch.
Well, also, you are, you're a known face round Clapham.
I am, Fred.
On the apps, people may want to swipe for you for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, they see this guy with a lot of money, a lot of shass to give, and a hell of a lot of chat.
Yeah,
but they don't know the real guy behind it.
Well, we're talking about the real guy.
To be honest, that is me. That is actually me.
That is the real
guy. Yeah. You what you see is what you get. That's actually one of the things I put on my Hinge profile.
Well, Archie, riddle me this. For a man so charming, how come you had a couple of failed walking dates?
Well, I had one failed walking date, and I really don't recommend it, mate.
Why is that?
Well, it's just fucking boring. And unfortunately, I thought that would be my cardio for the day, but it just wasn't enough. So if I do another date like that, again, I'm going to have to do interval training. So, I'll walk for like 200 meters, but then I'm fucking sprinting.
We'll just sprint off from them.
They'll come with me, but just to get the heart rate up, burn a bit more cows. Because like I said, I'm in training for the turf games. That's serious comp. It's a serious comp.
Sure.
But she was a nice girl, mate. She's a nice girl. And it would just... I guess we just really didn't get into the flow of it.
Right.
But you never know. I said that I'd see it at the Feathers Ball this year, so we might rekindle it. And I think when we've had a few drinks, when we've chugged down a few Whispering Angels, then,
things could be back in the cards.
Yeah, 100%. So I'll see her at Feathers Ball, which I can't wait. It's one of the highlights of my year.
Are you on the committee there?
Well, I hope to be one day. I mean, it's a tremendous party, and it's a hell of a lash.
Because
there's nothing better than a black tie lash.
No, I agree with you. I thought it was aimed more at the sort of juniors, but
thing is, Fred, I've been going for the past 15 years, okay, and I absolutely dominate. Can't wait. Let's hope we come out of this lockdown and Feathers is not affected, because that will be gutting.
Well, mate, talking about failed...
Hashtag Feathers Ball.
Well, mate, talking about failed dates, we did put out a...
The best thing about going to Feathers Ball this time, Freddie, is that, I don't have to bring my dad as a chaperone. I'm old enough just to go.
Right, okay. Well, mate, I think we've covered that, but what I do want to say is that you've set us up quite nicely to talk about the failed dating stories we asked our listeners to send in.
To be honest, Fred, I do feel like Lottie sort of, cheated on me, and so I was interested to see, other people's stories. So have you had many responses? I'm guessing we've had a lot.
You won't be
surprised.
This
podcast gets a lot of interaction from the public.
You won't be surprised to hear we've got a lot of emails sent in, and I've been sifting through them today.
Great chat. I love the interaction bit. I mean, I haven't got time to read emails, but you have, Fred.
Yeah. Well, quite a lot from our lady listeners, but they were sort of more short and precise, and I thought you'd enjoy a bit more of a tale.
Well, just hit me with a short one. I quite like a short one.
You want a shorty?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the best shorty I think we got was probably from Clarice. She said, here we go. Oh, Arch, pretty tragic. I was 18, the world ahead of me. My parents own a second home and I was on my way to University of Edinburgh after ski season, of course.
Sounds like a great gal.
So I was seeing a guy, decent rig, but he had a shocking lid.
Okay.
I'm tucked up in bed in the countryside, taking a night off the sesh because it's just empty calories. He calls me for a lift.
This girl sounds great. Does she leave a number?
She didn't, but I've got her email.
Okay.
He calls me
for a lift. Shoot that to me afterwards.
He can't get a cab and he wants to come over. I think, fuck it, got to keep on the game. So I hop in the Landy and go to pick him up.
Okay.
I turn up and he's waiting where we agreed he would be. Except he's finger-banging another girl outside the pub.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Still,
okay.
He tried to get in the car after anyway. Great chat. He didn't have any coin, so it's no loss for me.
Mate, ping me that chica's email. She sounds like a great chica.
Okay. Well, Clarice, I will be sending your details to Archie.
She's got a Landy. I like that.
Well, Arch, I mean, even for our standards, we've got a big guest.
Pumped. I am pumped, Freddie. Yep. This guy is Clapham royalty. One word. Chat.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
A hero of yours, right?
Mate, well, I wouldn't go that far, but this guy is a businessman. He's in great nick, and he has got some pants, and he's bloody good on Instagram.
Well, and also,
if you're good on Instagram, you're good in life.
Right. Also, fastest selling author of the year.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't get nervous.
Well, no,
the last time I got nervous is when I thought I saw Sir Clive Woodward in Clapham Common.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't Sir Clive Woodward. It's just a really old guy.
Oh right. Okay.
But I thought from a distance was, and I was practicing my spiral kicking, and I'd scuffed one, and I thought,
that's you done.
That's it. But it was. It turned out to just be like a really old bloke. But anyway, yeah, really pumped. James Smith, PT, mate. The guy knows Clapham. The guy knows about rigging, and the guy knows how to have a good bounce. Enjoy.
Well, let's call into Bondi.
Smithy.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks so much for coming on. We massively appreciate it.
I was just sending your last videos to my housemates. It's quite funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm CEO of Clapham and the chief chat officer. So people do think my chat is pretty supreme, especially in the Clapham area. I don't know whether it would translate over to Australia. I am looking at that as a place to sort of break soon.
Well, mate, I used to reside in the SW4.
I'll tell you what, this interview could be the best. I mean, I've met my rugby hero, James Haskell, but I never thought I'd meet my fitness hero, James Smith.
Well, it's like a bigger, better in HD version, if I'm completely honest. I mean, you know, it's only onwards and upwards, really. Better chat, you know, more hair.
Yeah, more hair, exactly. And more followers on Instagram.
Yeah, you know, it's a sensitive subject. You know, it's not all about the followers, you know, at the end of the day. But to have more without scoring any tries at Twickenham, it's pretty good, really. For me, you know, the rig playing for England or getting on it with the boys, it was always going to be a tough one. And I think I made the right decision, you know. Too many sober weekends. If I took the option to play for England, which was obviously my other option.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I went semi-pro, Smithy, because I just you know, the pro game, you know, there isn't as much lash or chat, really. It's a bit too serious for me. The beauty of playing for the Falcons is, you know, you get the best of both worlds.
Exactly, and it's the same reason that I'm sure you're aware that we leave alone the 10 out of 10s on a night out. Because although it's that elite kind of level, there's the hustle that comes with it. And, you know, that's the reason we let them go. That's something I've certainly realised. And, you know, everyone thinks professional rugby. You've got these big lads, no drinking at weekend. If anything, it's a terrible deal.
I think you're right. I think the way you think and the way I think is very aligned. And, you know, that's why, you know, if you ever did think about coming back to the Clapham area, then I'd welcome you in with open arms and consider you, you know, coming in as, you know, at the board level, you know, coming to work with me, trying to make the Clapham area better. And, you know, we're looking to sort of take over other areas. We're looking at Balham, potentially Brixton. So we could do with someone like you in the team.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, my office is number 32 on a Thursday night
and a Saturday night.
That's That's it. And, you know, some people call it easy pickings, but that's not quite how I operate. You know, whether or not we meet for a little coffee in Gail's Bakery in the old town, just move on from there. You know, that's kind of my era. I feel like the riffraff is rather limited in those parts of
Smithy, this sounds like a perfect sort of Saturday, summer Saturday. You and me, maybe a little bit of a hit session in the gym, just talking calorie deficit. Then we go down to Gail's Bakery, have a black coffee. I don't have any milk in my coffee because I'm looking after the calorie intake. Then, you know, go on the common, maybe throw the pill about topless. And then sort of 2, 3 p.m., let's go to number 32. And I'm sure, you know, being big characters on the social media platform, I think we would be doing some serious damage.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I mean, should we want to get that Australian feel to it, we could always head over to Brickwood, have a banana bread, you know, maybe chuck down a long black. As long as we don't wander too far down towards Stockwell, I think we could.
Don't want to be going down that far. The furthest I go to Clapham North these days is really infernos. But, you know, Smithy, I didn't think I could like you anymore, but the fact that you've got excellent knowledge of the Clapham area, it's a real treat, and I think the listeners are going to love that. I mean, predominantly our listenership is Clapham based, which, you know, a lot of them got high basic salaries, their parents have got second homes, you know, they've got a lot of money. That's why we've got a lot of buy-in at the moment, and I'm sure it's gonna you know, hopefully this will boost up your followers, if anything, on your Instagram.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, I paired this with when Lad Bible shared a video. You know, it was one of those things that when the opportunity arose, I just couldn't, you know, say no to it. And with this summer coming up, just God bless all the listeners out there. The Toot and Beck Lido will be opening soon.
Yeah,
hopefully. Smithy, obviously when you dropped out of university, that was a catalyst to create this incredible career of yours to date. But can we just quickly touch on the background pre-uni? Obviously, uni, you were playing a lot of rugby and having a great time, and we'll get to that in a second. But if you could just give us a sort of quick brushstroke background of yours leading up to university.
Went to school in South Ascot Primary School, Berkshire, which is obviously a little bit out of Southwest. But yeah, it's certainly going to get a nod from a lot of the people that do live in Clapham. Then ended up going to secondary school in Surrey. So again, stuck to the kind of home counties with that
Brilliant.
One.
It's good
yeah,
to
then
see.
After that, resided in Ascot, Windsor Way.
Then you go into university and you're playing a lot of rugby at that time. Are you playing for a club or is it just for the uni team?
I was playing for Windsor I was playing for Bracknell, that's a lie. Went over to university, went to Hartbury College, which is a very well-renowned rugby uni.
Yeah.
And it was there that, you know, I realised I actually wasn't that good, which to some people could be a bad thing. But for me, it really allowed me to concentrate on, you know, the student culture, which is drinking 2 to 3 times a week, being antisocial and coming in from a night out, putting on my rugby kit, putting my gum shield in my sock and falling asleep. So I only had to brush my teeth on the way to rugby training in the morning.
Wow. What position were you, Smithy?
Played blindside flanker, nice. But sometimes was put in the old engine room, in the old second row. And to this day, you know, I feel like I'm a bit too good looking to be put there, and I'm not clumsy enough to play second row.
I think mainly when I think about people in the second row, their chat is quite limited. I would say that, you know, if I was to place you anywhere, it'd either be 6, maybe 7. But even now with your svelt physique, you could probably step into like a 12-13 ball carrying centre.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't ever think that I would end up with the followers et al. So I was thinking, should I lose hair at a similar rate to Hask, that I'd probably end up at hooker about this time. So, you know, the chatty hooker, got a good throw into the line out. Of course, I'd miss being the salmon in the air. But I suppose the whole Instagram thing has saved me from the front row. So I can only thank the listeners. The followers and the future followers I'm going to pick up from this podcast.
Well, Smithy, I want to touch on the fact that
probably hit the million mark
after after
we should really be taking a commission cut on this.
Yeah, well, let's see.
We'll talk about that off air. I'll message Luke.
Okay.
Smithy, after uni, you decided to drop out. You hadn't created this incredible Instagram and social following, or you hadn't even touched on the fitness yet. So what sort of path was there presenting itself in front of you when you decided to leave university?
Well, I decided after a while, I went into door-to-door sales to keep the rugby dream alive. I thought maybe, you know, one more year, one more kick at it. So I did a season at Cinderford, which was National One, which was an even higher realisation that I wasn't actually that good at rugby.
Well, you've got to be a brave man to play Cinderford. I once met a few guys in Cheltenham who played for Cinderford when I was at school, and I generally thought they were cast members of The Hills Have Eyes. Well done for trying to play for a club like that. It's extraordinary humans.
Yeah, there's some say there's a lot of incest going on there. I never experienced any of it firsthand.
I think that's part and parcel of the culture.
Yeah, you know, it's not even frowned upon. A bit like some airlines let you wank in the toilet. Other ones are a bit more, you know, can't do that. Mm. But, well, you've never told me that I can't. It wasn't in the fucking safety briefing, you know. If we're not allowed to do it that much, then why didn't you tell me in the safety briefing? But
true.
Yeah, then after that, I had to get into, you know, I had the choice of sales or recruitment, opted for sales. So then I threw around a couple of titles, you know, business development manager, you know, client, you know, manager, all of these kind of things. So I threw around a couple of titles. Some say I was bashing the phones for a living, looking for opportunities. We've all been there, Salesforce, LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where we differ. I mean, I bloody love that life. You know, my title is actually client development, business manager, sales lead. You know, I love bashing the phones. I mean, a lot of my deals now are face to face. I built up that, you know, the connections with my clients, and I guess that's, you know, I've got great business pitter patter. I'm more a fitness influencer in Clapham, but I'm looking to take my brand nationally and then internationally, similar to what you've done. So, I mean, it's just great to hear that you've come from a very similar business background to myself.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's one of those things like, you guys doing great work, making Clapham great again. And you know, I think that in a short period of time, you'll be running Clapham. One thing I would like to see, and I don't know where you're at with this, as far as, lead gen of this opportunity, but, the old Pret-a-Manger, would like to see that a little bit closer as far as agglomeration to the station. I mean, we've got a Nero serving substandard coffee inside, and the walk. I mean, we've got an M&S there, which is fantastic. Could see a Waitrose in time. But that Pret is a bit of an awkward distance for the old commuter.
One thing we are looking to do is remove Iceland. We think with removing Iceland from the Clapham Common area, it will have a huge effect on the clientele, and we're actually hoping to put a Pret, one big fuck off Pret, by the Clapham Common that will be able to cater for the whole of the Clapham population. So noted.
Yeah, I think that
will be done.
That's a very good idea, and I famously said in 2018, you know, I'll stroke a dog outside any establishment, but I will not stroke a dog outside Iceland.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I have sort of noted during this pandemic, I mean, I don't know about you. I'm sure you get quite a lot of attention from the ladies on Instagram, but I've been finding that supermarkets are very much my nightclubs at the moment. I go there. I normally sort of chat to birds in the queue, and I was sort of stating on my Instagram that if you really wanted a Corona quickie, then Iceland was probably your best bet. You know, there are some pretty loose characters there. Who won't mind sort of breaking the 2 meter distance barrier, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're not going to get that kind of approach in Waitrose next door, where people have got a much more conservative approach to flirting. And in Iceland, you can tell it's a bit more of that culture where you give them the nod, give them a wink. That's the chivalry that's required. Whereas in Waitrose, they want to have a gin and tonic. Oh, Hendrix. Oh, someone's put a lime in my gin. And it becomes very political.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is, you know, Waitrose, if you meet someone in Waitrose, it's an investment for the future. With Iceland, you're more investing in them for the now.
For the night, possibly.
Smith, for the hour.
Commercial break.
Hola, Mi nombre es Don de Pueblo El Calanto, and I am a sex god from the southern coast region of España, and I like my girls muy caliente. I have created a new exclusive 48-hour Viagra pill so you can keep on banging until the cows come home. I know you boys in London are experiencing a heat wave, and this will keep you going all night long. Order now for free postage and packaging, and also a double waistband pair of boxes so you can tuck away the soldier when you need to get out and grab some water to rehydrate.
Please read the label. We are yet to be cleared by the appropriate departments. Buenas noches, kids. Lots of love. Donde?
Smithy, I want to quickly ask you, sir. So you finish up on this corporate job you're not enjoying at all. How do you make the move to become, you know, the number one name in the fitness industry today? I mean, how did you decide to go from working the phones to, you know, dominating this incredible new marketplace?
I went to a festival in Croatia. I won't incriminate myself too much. I had a little bit of an epiphany under a substance one night, and I decided I was going to move to Australia. And when I came here, I had a lot more spare time on my hands, so I started hitting the socials a bit harder. So I could afford to buy goon, which is bags of wine you get in Australia. You get a bag of wine for about £5, and that's you done for the night when you go out as a backpacker.
Well,
Jesus Christ. It's called a goon?
Goon, yeah. So you go out and you get goons. So all the backpackers, they're all carrying around this little bag of wine. And that's just the way it kind of happens over here.
They should probably sell those in infernos. That sounds absolutely unbelievable. Just take one of those as you go in through the door. That's all you'll need. Cheers.
It's part of the culture here, and I just wanted to keep that culture alive, so I started posting the videos, doing the stuff on that, and then, you know, just a bit of a running habit, listening to business podcasts, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Led me on the path to being where I am now, if you know what I mean.
So, Smithy, quickly, you know, you say you're living over in sort of Bondi, I think it is now, in Australia. Is the rig biz known over in Australia? I mean, do we have a decent following over there?
I would think so.
Well, there's a few people operating in the shadows, for certain. I see a few names popping up. You know, there's a lot of people from Clapham that live in Australia, and a lot of people from Australia that live in Clapham. Yeah. It's kind of like a student exchange. But
we're twins. We're twins. Yeah. We're twin parts of Sydney and Clapham are twins. Bondi, sorry, in Clapham, and that's why I'm looking to sort of do a tour of Bondi and bring the word of the rig biz to Bondi, to the people.
I think what you do very well, because one thing that Australia has in abundance is rigs, but what they do not have is chats. And as a British man over here, if you could choose a rig or the chat, you'd take the chat. And it's got to be worth an Uber surcharge of 3 or 4 times, you know, what a rig would be here. So as long as you've got the chat, you can accomplish anything.
I just don't get that. I don't get that, because they've got everything that would give them the chat. They've got the sun, the beach, the rig. I mean, pretty much when you have the rig, the chat should come with that. What's happened over there? That's actually really disturbing. I'm actually worried for the state of rigs out there. That's letting us rigs down.
So without offence to any Australian male listeners, but Australian men have just got absolutely zero chat. And usually the Australian men with the best rigs have the best rigs to cover up the terrible chat. It's almost like a paradox.
Well, Smithy, if Archie arrived in Australia, what would you do with him? What would be the big night?
First of all, straight off the plane, we'd go to the pub, probably go to Ravisi, sink a couple, have a look at the sunset. Go down to Bucket List, which is on Bondi Beach, relatively pretentious, where a lot of the backpackers are. Then we'd probably head to somewhere called Beach Road, which is like a pub with 10 different rooms in it. And just keep going there. The only thing is, you do get kicked out for being drunk, slurring or swaying. So we would have to, you know, keep a tight ship on that. And not to say that you're into that kind of thing, but they do send sniffer dogs into pubs here. So
yeah, I'm a clean athlete, being a semi-pro rugby player, Smithy, you know, the only drug I could probably be accused of taking too much of is probably protein. I love my eggs in the morning.
I mean, it's just, you know, being in Clapham, there's a big problem there at the moment with those substances. The only reason I bring it up, you know, and it's one of those things that I think we do need to eradicate out there. And, you know, it's probably so big because there aren't people that have got the level of chat that we have. They haven't got the rigs that we have. They haven't got the businesses we have.
Exactly.
So desperate times, desperate measures, I expect.
But the nice thing is, what I really do think as the chief chat officer is that there are people out there, as you say, that don't have the rig and don't have the chat. But those substances seem to really help them and give them the confidence they need. And as CEO of Clapham, you know, I'm comfortable having that as long as we tax them and we take a bit of money from it.
I think that's a fantastic idea moving forward, and could be a good strategy to, you know, reinvest into Clapham. I mean, the kind of changes that we're looking to see are not going to come cheap.
Smithy, just one thing while I'm on it, just what I'm thinking as CEO of Clapham, you know, just being right by you and just to let you know what side of the fence I sit on. One thing we will be doing is removing all Joe Wicks memorabilia from the Clapham area and putting a YouTube ban on him. And then in his place, we will be promoting James Smith. This is not a diet book.
I think that's fantastic. And because of that, you know, I will be lacing up the boots for the Clapham Falcons for the big game.
Oh my God.
This season.
This could be, and, it could be you at six. Hask will have to move to seven. Who have we had on the show who could play eight?
Well, I think we had to move Priestland there because we couldn't fit him in the back line.
Well, Priestley would just have to go there because he's not going to take 10. So Reece Priestland will have to go at eight, but he could do a job there. That's fine. It sounds like a formidable team we're building.
Smithy, what is the latest on the Joe Wicks rivalry for those who aren't aware of sort of what was unfolding there?
To me, I've had a few pops at him over the year, sure. It's hard when a target moves so much. I mean, first PT, then a chef, then a baby nutritionist, then a PT again. You know, so it's quite hard to aim the old crosshairs there. Mm. But in essence, I don't hate the chap. I came to two conclusions. Either he's incredibly fucking stupid, which is unacceptable, or he's incredibly fucking smart, which means that everything else is kind of a bit of a ploy. So either of those aren't really acceptable to me. And, we've all seen the little home workouts, and I get he's doing it for the nation and all that, but no one's that happy to do a workout. And, there are a million and one ways to jump around like a cunt. And, just don't think we need to, have that as a global fitness workout.
Well, Smithy, how has this sort of isolation period, obviously in Australia, they didn't have it anywhere near as bad as we got over in the UK, but how has this isolation period sort of presented opportunities for yourself, for your business?
Do you know what? It's been good. People are training from home a lot more. And it's given an opportunity to tap into people that have got busy lives through marketing, social media. So it's been a good time to connect with people. I think that everyone threw their toys out the pram in the onset with, this is bullshit. But now people are adapting. People are starting to make do with what they've got. So, yeah, it's been a good time. It's been a lot of time for people to read books as well. So I can't complain through this time, but I don't like to be too happy with that because I understand so many people have lost jobs and
of course
had to face unemployment.
When you sort of came into the fitness game,
did
you make a conscious...
I've made a lot of money during this period.
Really?
Yeah, been very successful, and I've wasted quite a lot, to be honest, on aimless buys on Amazon. But you can do that when you've got, you know, as much coin as I have. And to be honest, if I did lose my job, the nice thing is, dad's pretty comfortable. And he'd probably help me out.
You were going to tell James about your latest investment in the chassis stripper.
Well, yeah, that's what I think James will be really interested in, that and something that he'll probably potentially want for his own podcast. But James, I hope you don't mind. Obviously, look, you know, it seems like we've got a real connection. One thing I've been looking at is creating the Archie Cousin Elite Academy. It's very similar to the James Smith Academy, but... Not only am I doing sort of your diet plan, which really revolves around sort of eggs, broccoli and chicken and a number of recipes that you can do with that. I also do a lot of kettlebell workouts there that, you know, you can go online and improve your kettlebells technique. But one thing I'm doing that probably you haven't thought about yet, and I'm more than happy for you to have, you know, discussions with me and my team, is I've got a section in there for just chat, which seems that could be a big hit in Australia, where you go on and it gives you, offers you situations where you can improve your chat, whether it's on a night out, where you're on a Zoom call with friends or a Zoom call with businesses. What's your thoughts on that? Do you mind me going into that? Is that something that, you know, you're worried about me coming into that area? Because I can be paid out if you want, or paid off.
I mean, always happy for people to, you know, get stuck into that. I do think there's a lot of demand in the chat, the world of chat.
Yeah.
You know, it might take a bit of heat off of our backs if other men were doing better with their chat. You know, so it's you know, if you help educate men around the world with their chat, or women, you know, it could certainly put a lot less pressure on us with our busy DM schedule, and you know what girls in London are like.
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm a big fan of your most recent book. It's always in my bag, along with the pill, kettlebell, and a protein shake when I'm on the common. I had them laid out, and effectively that lets the person know what kind of bloke I am. And to be honest, it's been attracting quite a lot of good attention.
They know you're evidence based, you're into your protein, yeah. They know a guy looks after himself, and yeah. You know, probably they see that, they go, this is someone compatible for me. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's why I picked the bright colors. So you use it as like a homing beacon,
yeah,
to attract TQP, top quality puss.
Well, that's why I want to thank you, you know, because I was on the comment this weekend, and this guy saw I had your book and automatically thought, you know, just knew what kind of bloke I was. He saw the kettlebell, initially started talking to me about the kettlebell, and I was sort of telling him about sort of new stuff I'm doing with the kettlebell. Quite interesting stuff that I'm going to post on social media in the next couple of days. And then we got talking about your book, and we bonded. Unfortunately, it wasn't a girl, it was a bloke. In the end, he was wanting me to come back to his house. It was a bit awkward. I didn't really know his intentions. It's been great. I've definitely picked up a lot of connections through your book, and it's definitely a book I'm going to be taking to the business meetings in the future.
I'm incredibly flattered by that.
Smithy, one thing I want to say, I know time's sort of coming to an end. I know that me and you are both big fans of the top lip banter. That's something that you quite enjoy, don't you?
I do like a bit of a tash, because it says you're formal, but you're here to party.
Yeah.
And the way that I like to see it is, if you can repel enough women, you bring some closer.
You've got to slay a few dragons to get to the princess.
Smithy.
That's exactly right.
Every guest who's come on so far this season has sort of given some advice to Archie, because he's setting out on this mammoth challenge,
yeah,
to try and find a fiance in 10 weeks.
I've got a little tip for when you're on Clapham Common next.
Yeah.
Go to start taking a selfie, but get someone to take a picture of you taking a selfie, because the trend now on Hinge, so I've heard, is that people often don't actually take selfies in mirrors. They just get someone to take a picture of them holding their phone, so it looks like they're taking a selfie.
Fred,
but you can get a better dimension. Do this in Clapham Common. It's going to be a bit like Inception. They're going to be like, he's artistic. You know, he's taking a moment. Oh, what a sly, cunning gentleman that is. You know, they think, did that guy just take an IKEA mirror all the way to Clapham Common? I don't know what to think. Swipe right.
Okay, Fred, write that down. And also, James, I hope you don't mind, but on the Hinge profile, I will be writing. I've already got Danny Kerr, James Haskell, Nick Abendanon, Ollie Barkley, Reese Priestland,
Popey,
Ollie Pope, who plays cricket for England. I've put them down as in my top 10 friends, and I'll be putting you in that bracket, just so they know the kind of caliber of men I'm hanging around with.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Feel free to put my name at the top. You know, obviously I'll be the worst at rugby out of the whole lot, but that's no reason why, you know, not to pick me up there.
Smithy, thank you so much for giving up your time to come
thank
on the,
you, Smith,
the pod.
Mate.
You're an absolute hero, and hopefully
thank
we will
much,
see you for
you.
Some lash
in October
when you come over in October. We're expecting a big night.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Mate, you're a hero. Take care.
Cheers, Smithy.
Cheers, James.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Mate.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Woo! Enjoy when that. I say bant, you say ter. Bant.
Ter.
Yeah, bant.
Banter.
Yes, banter. Yes, yeah, that was absolutely f- phenomenal. What a guest.
You enjoyed that, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, mate. That guy's chat, he knew all about Clapham, which
well,
is
mate,
brilliant.
Well, mate, he knew
that's
a lot.
One of my, if I was ever to do Mastermind, that's what I'd do it on Clapham.
Well, mate, he knew a lot about you as well, which must have been
quite good.
Big,
well, he's a big fan.
Yeah, who can blame him, I suppose. And he's coming over in October. You boys are going to hit it up.
Oh, we are lashing it up.
It's going to be a
big one, mate. Oh, would say it's going to be in October. Probably the Whispering Angel won't be suitable for that time.
No, probably.
But yeah, me ale. And him will get on the old... No, not ale, mate. That's right. High-end calories. Right. If you know anything about James Smith, he will tell you calorie deficit. So, you know, I'll be on the old vodkas and lime. But me and him are going to cover it up. Single guy as well.
Wow.
So, I could be married by then. That's the only problem.
Well, hopefully. Maybe he could be the best man at your wedding.
Potentially, but I think Hask has got that now.
Well, mate, Smithy was awesome, but also next week, I mean, the treats just keep on coming, don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are one big banter river. Just keep on flowing. Freddie Burns.
Freddie Burns is coming on next week.
Yeah, mate, the guy's got some seriously good pitter-patter. And normally I don't get on very well with other fly halves, but he's a seriously good bloke.
Big fan of yours as well.
And I'm a big fan of his, mate. He's done bloody well. His bird, mate, is top notch. Yeah.
Well, mate, there's a lot to aspire there, and it's an incredibly exciting time to have him on. We should quickly say that all the listeners, please, we're doing a little giveaway for a cat this week. So you have the week from when this is posted until the next episode. The best comment will receive a cap. So rate us 5 stars, share the show, and keep this banter river flowing.
Quite good to just put like chat C dot H dot A dot. T
in capitals.
Yeah, that makes you chuckle when people do that. I just that kind of thing. You just know I would enjoy to have a little drink with that guy or girl, whoever writes that.
Well, mate, so we got Burnsy on next week.
When they write chat, it actually means they've got good chat.
Yeah, okay. Well, Arch, come on, you're getting very excited. Burnsy on next week.
Burnsy,
we got some incredible guests to come. Some say we've got the future. Sorry, some say we've got the past England captain coming on soon. Who knows?
Yeah. Bro, that's we're in talks, aren't we?
Yeah.
I've got to sort that over LinkedIn.
Arch, you know, I think
Freddie.
Without further ado, now we've given our orders for people to
just quickly have you seen my T-shirt?
Nice blue. Nice.
See what it says there?
Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah. It says JW.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I love this T-shirt just because it just emphasizes my arms. Ooh. And these, look at these. Can you see these? Ooh. Socks.
Mate,
what does it say there?
I'm not going to look down. I mean...
Just have a look. What's it say?
Hey, mate, I'm not going to read it. I know what you're trying to do here.
What
mate.
Am I trying to do?
You're trying to get Jet Wills back on side.
No, mate, I'm just saying.
You're wearing Jet Wills socks?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
Right, okay, mate. I mean, come on. You know
But you said last week, I'm allowed to wear it.
Yeah, well, now you are. If you keep doing it, I'm not sure if you will. Arch... We've got to give off our marching orders once more, but it's been a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait to be with you again next week for Burnsy.
Yeah, I'm going to... Are you coming to my birthday party on the Common?
When is it?
Do you CrossFit? I've never asked you that.
I don't, but I'm willing to give it a go.
No, mate, this is like... This is
proper
this
chassis.
This is intermediate CrossFit. You couldn't just be like, walk in.
Okay. Well, should I come after
What's
to a
your
drink,
resting
or?
Heart rate?
My resting heart rate, I'm not actually sure, to be honest.
Okay, we'll check that out and come back to me, because that if it was good, then maybe you could come and do a bit of CrossFit.
What, do you have to have a certain level to be able to allow to come to the party?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you like with kettlebells?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
All right, well, yeah, well, I'm thinking we might throw some tin, you know, have a little, like, CrossFit session on the Common, throw some tin about, and then maybe chug down some pitters and some Whispering Angel.
Is Maisie coming, or...?
I don't know. He might text Maisie and see if he's around.
Okay.
I fucking love Maisie.
Well, mate, I'll send you my resting heart rate.
Mate, I've got to shoot.
All right, mate. Well, fantastic to see you. And see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Please like, share, subscribe, and comment.
Take care, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Bonus material. Introducing the Rig.
Hey guys, as you know, the world is starting to open back up again, and it's time to get the chassis in shape, especially for pre-sea. So we have teamed up with personal trainer and ex-rugby player Christian Phillips, played for Bath, played for Scarlets, played for Ospreys, London Welsh, etc. And he's going to set our listeners a 5-minute challenge. Now, if you send in evidence of you doing it, and the person who can do it in the quickest time will be the champion and get some free merch. So have a crack, and let's see how you do.
So, yeah, basically, Freddie, I've got Christian on because he is potentially, he's about to become the new S&C coach for the Clapham Falcons, but also most recently, I'll tell you a little bit about Christian. He's an ex-professional rugby player, so me and him get on very well. We're on the same wavelength. He used to play at Bath, London Welsh.
Same kind of chat.
We've got, yeah, same chat, although, but he's Welsh. What's your body fat percentage?
I don't really know, to be honest with you, but I would say maybe around about 8%.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
You just a little bit more than you, probably.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. I'm sort of 6. I flitter between sort of 4 and 6%, depending on how much lash I'm having, you know, during the time. If I've had quite a lot of Whispering Angel, my body sat.
Yeah.
It will sort of go up. So Christian, have you got a sort of 5-minute challenge that our listeners can take part in?
Two exercises. I would say a dumbbell thruster. So if you've got a pair of dumbbells sitting on the shoulders, squat and press, followed by burpees. And I would follow the sequence of 21 reps, 15 reps, 9 reps, and then back up the ladder, 15 reps, 21 reps. So that's 81 reps of both exercises all in all. And just go hell for leather against the clock and see how you get on.
Shall we set a challenge to the listeners who can do it the fastest? They can send in their efforts.
Yeah,
would be better. Yeah, that would be a lot better.
What's a good time then? Because I'm going to have a crack tomorrow morning.
Well, why don't you set the standard tomorrow?
Okay, I mean, I'm in pretty good shape. I won't film it. I'll just put my time up there because I don't want people, you know, what happens is that I put it up there and then I get a lot of DMs from girls saying, you know, are you single? Yes, I'm single. So, you know, it's a bit of a dangerous territory for me. And, you know, if I put stuff up there with just my top off.
Yeah.
Then people go.
Well,
wild.
I noticed that when we trained, you were on Clapham Common, and I could see and hear, you know, a lot of the girls walking past shouting your name and stuff. Yeah, and I was a bit concerned that. I was hoping it wasn't going to go to your head, but...
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. It just... What I did is afterwards, they were still watching and I just sort of got off the Zoom call and I said, just sorry about me. I was just working out with Jonathan Davis and Anthony Watson and Christian Phillip.
Right, guys, that is it for us this week. Have a wonderful week and make sure you send in videos of your efforts. The best one will win some merch.
Freddie, now that Bojo has said that Lash is open from 4th of July, just picture this. It's Monday the 6th. I walk into the Ned. I'm fully suited and booted. I look around. You can just tell everyone is buzzing to be back doing business. I step into the middle of the Ned and I just start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. All of a sudden, the HSBC business development team realise it's Archie Cushion, Lash Banter 10, Clapham's biggest fitness and business influencer, and they all get up, take their ties off, put it around their head, and they start singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. All of a sudden, the whole of the Ned get on their feet, including the CEO of Shell. And I've met him, he's pretty stiff. He takes off his tie, undoes his two top buttons, and everyone gets together, and everyone starts singing, more lash, 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 more lash. More lash, more lash. It's unbelievable. I actually walk over to the CEO of Shell. I give him a handshake. He absolutely loves my chat, and I'd probably do a deal on the first day, and then it's open.